local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill on the way with our full forecast. I'll say this, at least a little bit of an improvement this morning, not nearly the showers there were on radar yesterday morning. Now, they're there, but they're over in coastal Mississippi and coastal northwest Florida. Right now, the gap in the middle of Mobile Baldwin County is looking okay for now. Dr. Bill will tell us more about that coming up in just a second. 74 degrees now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troops have told us accident-free conditions. A nice ride coming in from Baldwin County across the Bayway, the Causeway, for the 1065 split. Airport Dolphin, Moffitt 65, light traffic and no delays. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th this year, at the Mobile Fairground. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures. Get the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Ten minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're talking elections this morning as we're one step closer to voting in our next gubernatorial race. And donations for both Governor Kay Ivey and Mayor Walt Maddox continue to pour in. For September, the Ivey campaign reports contributions of $25,000 each from the Alabama Realtors Association Political Action Committee and the Alabama Farmers Federation Political Action Committee, and $25,000 each from the Alabama Power Company State Employees PAC, the Alabama Medical Association PAC, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, Drummond Company, and Protective Life Corporation. Ivey campaign has now raised a total of $5.6 million since they began fundraising in August of 2017. As for Maddox, the Democratic nominee, they've raised $1.7 million through the end of August for their campaign. The Maddox campaign has reported spending $1.3 million and a reported balance of $476,000 on August the 31st. The next monthly campaign reports are due October the 2nd. Now to our nation's capital, and the question is whether or not Jeff Sessions should step down as Attorney General. According to a new poll conducted by Hill.tv and Harris X Polling Company, it found 21% of Republicans think President Donald Trump should fire Sessions, the former Alabama senator, from his post as Attorney General. 19% think Sessions should resign. 40% of Republicans surveyed said they were unsure about Sessions, while 20% believe he should remain remain on the job. Now, across the aisle, 23% of Democrats thought Sessions should resign, compared to 6% who believe President Trump should fire his attorney general. 38% thought Sessions should remain on the job, and 32% just were not sure. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Southern Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers finish their four-game homestand against the Golden Eagles.
Setup steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man. Schwartz, touchdown.
Coverage begins at noon Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More testimony this morning in the Mary Rice murder trial. Rice is accused in a multi-state murderous crime spree that began with the deaths of Alicia Greer and Jacqueline Moore at a motel in Milton, Florida. Rice's defense team claims Rice was being held against her will by a man named Billy Boyette, who the defense insists was the mastermind behind the week of crimes. Boyette shot and killed himself as police closed in on the pair in Georgia. A murder suspect is in custody this morning after a manhunt in Clark County. 20-year-old Xavier Scott is accused of killing a woman from Huntsville. Chief Deputy Virgil Chapman negotiated with Scott's family and talked him into surrendering. A homeowner defends his property shooting at a potential intruder. Happened yesterday on Haggerty Lane just off Highway 78 in Mobile County. A woman tells News 5 someone threw a brick through the window of her father's home. The intruder then raised the window but was greeted by gunfire from the homeowner.
Your home's supposed to be your safe place. You know, you just have to keep praying and go on.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former Davidson High School football coach Fred Riley has retired from the high school and has taken a new job with a semi-pro league. Our news partners at WKRG report that Riley will be the new head coach for the Eastern Shore Vikings. Since earlier this year, Riley's been under fire for not doing enough to stop violence in his team's locker room. He was placed on leave as the school district, Mobile County District Attorney's Office, and the Mobile Police Department investigated a hazing incident from April. In that incident, Rodney Kim Jr., a student at the school, broke an arm as several teammates beat him in the locker room. The beating was captured on cell phone video, and Riley was not charged. But he has now retired from the school and taken another job.
The Eastern Shore Vikings.
Right. It's a It's a semi-pro league. Evidently, there's 12 teams in the league, and they compete regionally.
Okay, so Eastern Shore. Okay,
Eastern Shore Vikings. I was unaware. Also,
I'm Googling right now.
All
right.
It's not. This is not something that I knew about before we signed on with
now.
The team.
I feel better.
In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 7-3. Brave shortstop Dansby Swanson left the game due to soreness in his left hand. Swanson underwent tests on Tuesday night. He missed 13 games earlier this season with left wrist inflammation. This season, the former first overall pick is hitting .238 with 14 home runs and 59 RBIs. Washington beat Miami 9-4, and Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer picked up his 300th strikeout of the season. That put Scherzer in elite company. He's only the 17th pitcher since 1900 to strike out 300 in one season. The Chicago Cubs lost to Pittsburgh 6-0. Cubs are only one win from clinching a playoff spot. Chicago's Chris Bryant left last night's game because of a bruised left wrist after he was hit by a pitch. After the game, manager Joe Maddon said that the x-rays were negative, but Bryant is not expected to play on Wednesday. Ryan Braun hit two home runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat St. Louis 12-4. Brewers are one game from clinching a wild card spot in the National League, and the Houston Astros beat Toronto 4-1 for their 100th win this season and to clinch the AL West title. It's some sad news from the NFL. The Oakland Raiders announced that former linebacker Neron Ball is in a medically induced coma after a brain aneurysm ruptured on September 16th. The 26-year-old was diagnosed while at the University of Florida with a rare congenital condition called an AVM, an arteriovenous malformation, in which the brain's blood vessels get tangled and rupture. He underwent emergency surgery. Yeah, it sounds awful. And he did go under emergency surgery when physicians discovered a brain bleed prior to his sophomore year at Florida. He sat out for one season, the 2011 season, and then resumed playing football, continued to play well, and was selected by the Raiders in the fifth round of the 2015 draft. Played six games for them in 2015, even rose to a starting role before a knee injury derailed his career. Doctors had told Ball and his family that it was unlikely that his AVM would recur and that football presented no specific danger in his case. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Right now. It's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No problems as you're traveling from the 1065 split through the city from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Pritchard up towards Saraland and across the Bayway to Daphne. We've had light traffic so far on the way in. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State and Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jag. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
621 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Rain to the west of us, rain to the east of us. Here we are stuck in the middle with you. Showers are not really stacked up in Mobile Baldwin counties right now. A couple, but nothing like it was yesterday morning. But just wait, more rain heading our way today and tomorrow. Dr. Bill will fill in the details coming up at 6:35. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More jobs are coming to our area now that the Mobile County Commission and Mobile City Council have approved $500,000 in support for a warehouse project expected to bring 55 jobs to our area. The Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce says the net tax benefits over the next 20 years are expected to be $2.4 million for the county, $2.1 million for the city, $6.9 million for Mobile County Public Schools, and $2 million for the state. On Tuesday, the Alabama State Port Authority and MTC Logistics released information confirming that MTC had purchased property where it plans to build, quote, a state-of-the-art international temperature-controlled distribution center focused on both import and export cargo. According to the draft project agreement, the companies expect to make a capital investment of about $58 million and that the facility will employ about 55 people at an average annual wage of at least approximately $47,000. The city and county will pay up to $250,000 apiece to reimburse the company work, and the company will pay any amount over $500,000. And this morning, we now know a former prime minister will be in our area to support all things education. Tony Blair, the former prime minister of the United Kingdom, will be in Montgomery. He's going to be the keynote speaker at Falkirk University's annual benefit dinner on October the 4th. The 65-year-old served as prime minister of the UK from 1997 to 2007. Donald Trump Jr. spoke at Falkirk's benefit dinner last year. Proceeds from this dinner go to support student scholarships at Faulkner, which is described as a private Christian liberal arts university based in Montgomery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
625 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, we're glad you're here too. Remember, text line is open 343-0106. Plus, we'll turn up your voice. In other words, make a good old-fashioned telephone call. Talk with us on the radio after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. Segment of the show brought to you by the original Oyster House. And I want to say both locations, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores and on the Mobile Bay Causeway. I know lately I've been paying way more attention to the Causeway location at mea culpa, okay? I'm sorry. I'm going to be fair here. I know people are getting mad. Both of them have the same fantastic seafood. Both of them have fantastic waterfront views. Great service. They accommodate families. They're part of the culture around here. The company gives back to the area. But the Causeway location is, we've got it kind of on lock right now. I'm doing it again now.
Yes. Now you've done it again. Okay, I can vouch for the original Oyster House at the foot of 59 because I make it over that way much more often than you
do. Your south ball when you kick it down there.
That's right. And I make it in there as often as possible. And let me tell you, the shrimp might even be better there.
See, now you're talking trash.
Okay.
Now you're just... what I was going to say is not to take away from the Gulf Shores location, but at the Causeway location, you got the $6.99 apps and dollar off drafts every Monday through Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. And live music is back at the Causeway location as well. Phil Proctor, Drew Bentley, Bobby Butchka, Brandon White, Brittany Grimes, all doing their thing while we enjoy those appetizers for cheap and those dollar off drafts. That's happening on the Causeway at that location, the original Oyster House. Hey, listen, both of them are fantastic. I'm just going to continue to prefer one over the other because it's close to my house. All right, it's originaloysterhouse.com, their website. Go see them at either location, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way, and then we get back. So much to get into here. First of all, yesterday, President Trump and the UN General Assembly laugh-in moment. You know, it was, I'll say this, that it was, wow, uncomfortable to hear that laughing. But it's President Trump setting himself up for that, I think, to some degree. But at the same time, I thought he played it off quite well.
Yeah, showed himself to be a little humble.
Yeah, kind of like the kind of laugh at yourself a little bit. I didn't think it was going to go over like that. I thought that was I think that's being lost in some of the discussion, but we'll get in it. Also, remember when we read through the story from the Wall Street Journal the other day about Rod Rosenstein, and it was a story that had unnamed sources, people familiar with the situation, who said, number one, Rosenstein had been fired. Mm-hmm. Then another unnamed source said that he had resigned.
Yes.
And they said it could be effective today. And the Washington Post is reporting that while it remains possible that Rod Rosenstein could still resign or be fired imminently, people inside and outside the department say it increasingly seems more likely that Rosenstein will be in the job until after November midterm election. Why do we believe this one versus the... We'll give you the information. Y'all can make your call coming up.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The family of a man killed in a crash early Tuesday morning is questioning why he was being chased by police. 20-year-old Michael Crumpton crashed his car after he ran a red light on Palafox Street in Pensacola. State troopers tell News 5 Crumpton sped off when an officer tried to pull him over.
The FHP told us that he wasn't the driver, that he was a passenger. I'm lost. I'm lost. I don't know what to do.
If you're driving southbound on I-65, you may notice a new billboard soliciting information about a missing mother. The billboard features Daniela Vianne's picture. She was last seen July 17th at a gas station in Mobile. A reward for information about her disappearance is now $5,000. There are currently 40 missing person cases open in Alabama. Last night, family and friends gathered for an annual vigil to honor missing people and victims of homicide. The vigil took place at the Gulf Quest Maritime Museum. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
President Trump has a busy schedule at the United Nations today. He'll chair a UN Security Council session, and he'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, British Prime Minister Theresa May, and Japan's Shinzo Abe. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will be questioned by a woman rather than Republican senators at tomorrow's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on her claim that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Republicans have hired Rachel Mitchell, a career sex crimes prosecutor from Arizona. Democrat Ben Cardin says that's just plain wrong.
Clearly, the Republicans did not want to ask the questions themselves, probably because it's an all-male membership on the Republican side.
Democrats plan to conduct their own questioning of Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh.
A Chinese national who served in the U.S. Army Reserve is accused of recruiting spies for China. Federal prosecutors say the 27-year-old came to the United States in 2013 on a visa. Dow futures slightly up. I'm Michael Toscano.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Trump administration's top trade negotiator is threatening to move forward with a bilateral accord with Mexico amid a lack of progress with Canada on renegotiating NAFTA. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says Canada is not making concessions in areas we think are essential. Ford and Fiat Chrysler say they oppose the Trump administration's current proposal to relax gas mileage rules, calling instead for a strategy that eases standards set during the Obama administration without freezes or rollbacks. The comments were made yesterday at a hearing in Dearborn, Michigan, the second of three scheduled. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the EPA earlier this year proposed freezing the mandate after the 2020 model year, when automakers will be required to build fleets averaging about 39 miles per gallon fleet-wide. Crude oil trading at $72.11 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So interesting. Looking at the radar this morning compared to yesterday, still a very rainy northern Gulf Coast. But yesterday they were getting a break in northwest Florida and southeast Mississippi in the morning, and we were getting soaked. This morning they're getting into Mississippi and Florida, and we have like, even though there's a shower or two, it seems like we're catching the break this morning. I'll take it.
Yeah, we definitely got a little break, and but things will change. The whole area from the Florida Panhandle to southeast Mississippi can expect showers and thunderstorms again today. We've got a low-pressure system in the upper atmosphere, a surge of moisture coming in from the Gulf, and it just means off and on showers and thunderstorms and some sunshine that allow us to get into the mid and upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are possible at any time during the night, and low tonight will be around 75. And then tomorrow, we do it all over again with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high temperature in the mid 80s. Now, it looks like a cold front that's now approaching Memphis. We'll be moving into Mississippi and Alabama tonight, and then we'll stall across the central portion of both states tomorrow and on into Friday. And that's going to help increase the shower and thunderstorm activity in our area. So as we look ahead to Friday, still showers and thunderstorms for our forecast, temperatures in the mid-80s. That weather front is not going to make it down here to the coast, but it'll gradually dissipate. And so over the weekend, we'll see partly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and highs over the weekend in the upper 80s. And that weather pattern for the weekend will stay with us Monday and Tuesday. And we're still hopeful that maybe next week we might see some of that dry air get down into our area and at least give us a touch of autumn.
That'd be like another front, or this front will sag?
This one is going to dissipate and basically be overrun by all the moisture from the Gulf. And we're going to have to wait for maybe another front to move in, and that could occur later next week.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I was looking at, as I continue to study the situation on Friday, which, like you said, is not getting better for the Cub Scout camp out at the battleship. I was hoping for a little cooler, drier air for camping out there. But if you look through the state, I was looking at Huntsville, for example. You talk about the front making it through part of the state of Alabama. It's going to be 60 going into Saturday morning up there, and another 15 or more degrees warmer down here. So pretty pronounced.
Yeah, they're gonna get some of that drier air when that front stalls across the central portion of both states. They're gonna be a little bit cooler. In fact, some of the areas in extreme northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, are going to see some highs in the 70s for tomorrow. And whereas down here we'll be well up into the 80s. So it'll be quite a contrast.
Big time. What about the tropics? What are you watching?
We still have a couple of named systems. Leslie, which is basically a tropical depression over the central Atlantic. It's just kind of looping around out there. It's no problem for any land area. Kirk, which was a tropical storm, then broke up, but has reformed again as a tropical storm as it approaches the Caribbean. It has winds of 45 miles per hour. Once it moves into the Caribbean, though, conditions there are very hostile for any kind of tropical system, and it'll undergo a lot of shearing. So right now, we don't really have to worry about that. There is a disturbance just off the Carolinas. It's been there for a couple of days. It has not formed into a depression, and it's off the coast. It's going to produce some rain on the easternmost portion of North Carolina. They don't need that. And then it'll gradually move to the northeast and out into the open Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast 24/7. Of course, talking tropical weather all hurricane season long, which despite what they said, it was one of the national morning shows last year. They said, well, hurricane season ending in October. And
nope.
I remember watching, and I was in here, we were monitoring somehow, like during the break, I said, where'd they get their info from? It goes through the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Always got to be aware.
Yeah, that's right. Especially, I guess, when they're up in New York, they really don't care. 640 FM Talk 1065. Yeah, I mentioned a couple things from yesterday. And number one, let's quickly, I want to get into this Rosenstein thing. Washington Post, this is back to me just kind of throwing my hands in the air. After the story earlier this week that Wall Street Journal was reporting that at the same time that Rosenstein had been fired, and that he had also resigned. And I said, well, that's interesting because those aren't the same thing. And both coming from unnamed sources. Now Washington Post is reporting, well, it remains possible that Rod Rosenstein could still resign or be fired imminently. People inside and outside the department said it increasingly seems like he'll make it through the November elections.
So the possibilities we have here, he's either going to resign.
Yeah.
Okay. He'll either be fired.
Yeah.
Or he'll continue to work. Is that what we're hearing from the Washington Post?
That's it. Once again, I guess they're still trying to do their job, but I mean, what Dalton just laid out there, when y'all listen to accounts coming out of Washington, remember you take it with more than a grain of salt. Take it with a spoonful of salt, because holy cow. Yes, he could possibly resign, he could possibly be fired, or he could possibly stay in the job. What a hot take.
Unnamed sources, I mean, they break news all the time. Yes. They do say things that turn out to be true, but the problem is, when they say things that aren't true, that don't turn out to be true, they don't ever walk it back because they're
unnamed sources, right?
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, yeah, if you got to bet every outcome for every football game each weekend, you know, when the one wins, you could step up and say, that was me.
Right, it'd be that easy.
People are like, man, that's Sullivan. He knows his stuff. All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic next.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. While the exact cause of this disease is unknown, one out of every six men will get prostate cancer during his lifetime. The good news is that prostate cancer has a 99% survival rate if caught early before the cancer leaves the prostate. Encourage the men in your life to speak with their physician about getting a PSA test or another prostate cancer screening. Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have told us accident free conditions in light traffic, airport, Cottage Hill, government, and again from 90 and Rangeline, we look good. The Bayway, the Causeway over from the Eastern Shore, no delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com and call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market, but you don't want to tie your money up into a long-term investment? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have a new product that is market-like returns without any risk at all and is liquid. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial, Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
All right, 74 at FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tuesday marked National Voter Registration Day, a day designed to get you to register to vote. If you missed out, good news, you have a bit more time as October the 22nd as a deadline to register if you plan to vote in the state of Alabama in the general election November the 6th. November the 1st is the last day for a voter to get their application in for an absentee ballot. And November the 5th is the last day for voters to hand deliver or postmark their absentee ballot. So you may register to vote as long as you are a citizen of the U.S., reside in the state of Alabama, at least 18 years old on or before Election Day, have not been barred from voting due to a disqualifying felony conviction, or has not been declared mentally incompetent by a court. This is information coming to us from the Alabama Secretary of State's office. They also say you can register to vote all year, except during the 14 days prior to the election and on Election Day. You can submit your voter registration application at alabamavotes.gov. Paper registration forms must be postmarked, hand-delivered to the Board of Registrars, or submitted to a participating agency-based voter registration location. If you've already registered to vote and you move, make sure you immediately notify your local Board of Registrars. If you have more questions, call the Secretary of State at 1-800-274-VOTE. They are celebrating 60 years of giving and taking care of the community by providing vital services, and you are invited to celebrate their efforts Thursday evening. Lifelines is inviting you to Sunsets and Skylines, September the 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. They say to join the board of directors in celebrating 60 years of helping children and families through daily struggles or traumatic events. Through the service line of Rape Crisis Center, Family Counseling Center, Consumer Credit Counseling Center, Outreach and Education, and 211 Helpline, Lifeline served more than 21,000 local people in the year 2017. For more information, hop online and go to lifelinesmobile.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More testimony this morning in the Mary Rice murder trial. Rice is accused in a multi-state murderous crime spree that began with the deaths of Alicia Greer and Jacqueline Moore at a motel in Milton, Florida. Rice's defense team claims Rice was being held against her will by a man named Billy Boyette, who the defense insists was the mastermind behind the week of crimes. Boyette shot and killed himself as police closed in on the pair in Georgia. A murder suspect is in custody this morning after a manhunt in Clark County. 20-year-old Xavier Scott is accused of killing a woman from Huntsville. Chief Deputy Virgil Chapman negotiated with Scott's family and talked him into surrendering. A homeowner defends his property shooting at a potential intruder. Happened yesterday on Haggerty Lane just off Highway 78 in Mobile County. A woman tells News 5 someone threw a brick through the window of her father's home. The intruder then raised the window but was greeted by gunfire from the homeowner.
Your home's supposed to be your safe place. You know, you just have to keep praying and go on.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
We are ending blindness caused by age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. AMD is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment, we can save vision for people with AMD. In some cases, we can reverse it. Help end blindness by calling the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Former Davidson High School football coach Fred Riley has retired from the high school and has taken a new job with a semi-pro league. Our news partners at WKRG report that Riley will be the new head coach for the Eastern Shore Vikings. Since earlier this year, Riley's been under fire for not doing enough to stop violence in his team's locker room. Riley was placed on leave as the school district, the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, and the Mobile Police Department investigated a hazing incident at Davidson from April. In that incident, a student, Rodney Kim Jr., broke an arm as several teammates beat him up in the locker room. That beating was captured on cell phone video, and Riley was never charged. Now he's retired from the school, new head coach for the Eastern Shore Vikings. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 7-3. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson left the game due to soreness in his left hand. Swanson underwent tests on Tuesday night, missed 13 games earlier this season with left wrist inflammation. This season, Dansby is hitting .238 with 14 home runs and 59 RBIs. Washington beat Miami 9-4, and Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer picked up his 300th strikeout of the season. That puts Scherzer in elite company. He's only the 17th pitcher since 1900 to strike out 300 in one season. The Chicago Cubs lost to Pittsburgh 6-0. Cubs are only one win from clinching a playoff spot. Chicago's Chris Bryant left last night's game because of a bruised left wrist after he was hit by a pitch. After the game, manager Joe Maddon said that x-rays were negative, but Bryant is not expected to play today. Ryan Braun hit two home runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat St. Louis 12-4. Brewers are one game from clinching a wild card spot in the National League. And the Houston Astros beat Toronto 4-1 for their 100th win of the season and to clinch the AL West title. It's some sad news from the NFL. The Oakland Raiders announced that former Raiders linebacker Neron Ball is in a medically induced coma after a brain aneurysm ruptured on September 16th. The 26-year-old was diagnosed while playing at the University of Florida with a rare congenital condition called an AVM, in which the brain's blood vessels get tangled and rupture. He underwent emergency surgery after physicians discovered a brain bleed prior to his sophomore year, and he sat out for the entire 2011 season. Once he resumed playing football, continued to play well for the Gators and was selected by the Raiders in the fifth round of the 2015 draft. Ball played six games for the Raiders in 2015 and rose to a starting role before a knee injury derailed his career. Doctors had told Ball and his family that it was unlikely his AVM would recur and that football presented no specific danger in Ball's case. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have cleared the few accidents we've had out of the roadway. For now, the Bayway, the Causeway, looking good. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork also checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, this headline is one that caught my eye. An adult club loses their liquor license. Dalton?
Oh, no.
After drugs, lap dances, and other items were purchased with food stamps. I'll give you more details coming up. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Friendly Skies grounded after Delta Airlines issues a ground stop impacting thousands of passengers due to what they call a technology issue. On Tuesday, Delta IT teams tweeted out that they were working diligently to address a technology issue impacting some of our systems. We have issued a Delta ground stop as we work to bring systems back up as quickly as possible. There has been no disruption or safety issue with any Delta flight currently in the air. We apologize to all customers for this inconvenience. And then about an hour later, the next tweet by the airliner said, quote, at Delta teams have restored all IT systems after a technology issue briefly affected some of our systems this evening. All ground stops have been lifted. At this hour, officials have not said as to what type of technology issue impacted the company's systems. We do know the ground stop lasted about an hour and was only limited to the United States. Customers flying today or tomorrow are encouraged to check their flight status on Delta.com.
And you know, they say you know you're famous when you only go by one name. So may I introduce you to the newly named Dunkin'. Oh yes, no more Dunkin' Donuts. It's just Dunkin'. According to Twitter, here's the tweet. It's official. We're going by Dunkin' now. After 68 years of America running on Dunkin', we're moving to a first name basis. They then included the emoji of the heart. And they say, excited to be BFF status with you all. And then they have dancing young ladies, coffee, and a donut emoji, all in that order. Hashtag first name basis, hashtag besties. Enjoy your morning. Enjoy your cup of joe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I got a dancing girl emoji.
Oh, yeah. We're doing like a salsa kind of twist, I believe.
Wow. It's not available on my Samsung Galaxy 5. I am missing out. Speaking of dancing and ladies, a story from WDTN-TV out of Dayton, Ohio. A bar in Dayton, Ohio lost its liquor license after it closed for the night on Thursday. Mm. The Ohio Liquor Control Commission revoked the liquor permit of Sharky's Bar. Of course it is. Sharky's Bar, an adult entertainment establishment. This started at the close of business on September 20th. Agents began investigating with the 2250 Incorporated, also known as Sharky's. DBA. Sharky's, right? Back in May of 2017, officials say during their investigation at Sharky's, I bet everybody signed up to go do that job. I'll go do the investigation. Agents were able to purchase drugs and lap dances using food stamp benefits.
Wow.
Through the five-month investigation, agents exchanged $2,404.87 in food stamps to purchase heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil, cocaine, methamphetamines, and lap dances. In all, criminal charges were filed against the employees and patron for drug trafficking, food stamp trafficking, aggravated shipment and distribution of heroin, engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity, and illegal sexual activity. This is the second adult entertainment establishment liquor permit that's been revoked by the Liquor Control Commission as a result of the Ohio Investigative Unit investigation into food stamp and drug trafficking this year.
Drugs still illegal.
And using food stamps to purchase lap. What kind of lap dance do you get when you're making it rain food stamps?
The bar now known as Narky's.
Coming right back, hour number two.